Every year on March 15th, for exactly 50 years now, people have gathered in Hinckley, Ohio, and looked upwards, searching the skies for the first turkey vulture of the year. It just so happens that the chief naturalist of the Cleveland Metro Parks, Bob Hinckle, serves as the official buzzard spotter in Hinckley. Bob was one of the finest instructors I had in college. When I was majoring in education, his course was more than anything what inspired me to go on to grad school to get training in environmental education. Maybe that's why I find it so funny that at least in March each year now, Bob Hinckle's known as Buzzard Bob. The celebration of the vultures returning to Hinckley in the spring is based on a rather gruesome legend. Apparently, one March 15th in the 1880s, local farmers staged a varmint hunt, and they laid out the carcasses near Hinckley Lake. Returning vultures had a feast and stuck around to make this the largest turkey vulture roost in Ohio. That part of the legend may or may not be true, but the other part, that nowadays the vultures always make their return precisely on March 15th, depends on just how carefully people keep their eyes averted from the skies before that, since many vultures do return before March 15th, and a few even overwinter. Buzzard Bob sent me a message that people often do see birds that look suspiciously like vultures before March 15th, but he noted that according to Jen Brumfield, who's a Nikon birding pro staff and a notorious Midwest birder, these early birds are, in fact, kriegels, birds the color of a crow and the size of an eagle. Based on my own observations, these birds should more specifically be called bald kriegels. They are far more literal about their baldness than any eagles I've ever seen. Buzzard Bob notes that these bald kriegels are never seen again in Hinckley after March 14th each year. Bob wrote me this weekend to tell me that the first one arrived at 10:42 on Thursday morning. This was a special moment because this is the 50th anniversary of Buzzard Day. Bob wrote, "They showed up later than most March 15th Buzzard Days in the past several years, but it was snowing and about 25 degrees. A crowd of about 150 showed up during the morning, and about 30 hardy souls were there when the TVs finally showed up." Bob said that the big celebration was going to take place on Sunday the 18th with free hikes and skits, folk singers with buzzard songs, historic Hinckley bus tours, and exclusive buzzard goodies available at no other nature shop in the world. My friend Paula, who just happens to live near all the excitement, sent me a few of these goodies. I've had a rather bad week, but it's not easy to frown while wearing a pair of buzzard socks and munching on a buzzard bar. From now on this spring, people in Ohio will be looking for other new migrants and pretty much ignoring vultures in Hinckley and everywhere else. It's kind of sad that such a noble bird, so ethereally beautiful, floating above in the sky and coming down to earth at last to clean up our messes, is so ignored so much of the time. But every vulture has its day, at least in Hinckley, Ohio. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.